T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everyone, my guest, and I must say I am indeed honored to have him on. Ambassador Andrew Young, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful today.
Today, of all days, we got the announcement that the election has been called for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Sir, your reaction?
My reaction is that we're almost there. And when I say almost, I think immediately of the election of the two senators that need to be probably end up in a runoff. But it's wonderful to have elected Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as president-elect and vice president-elect. They're both good friends of mine from way back. I went to Congress in 1972 when Joe Biden went to the Senate. And I have been friendly with him and following him and praying with him through many tragedies throughout that time. And I started with Kamala Harris when she got into politics in San Francisco. And watched her grow up, and I can't think of two better people to help not only lead the nation, but they've got to lead the world. And that brings me to my concern that I don't want us to ever stop and think that we're finished, that the control of the United States Senate will make the difference between whether we have deadlocked confusion or whether we're able to take on the issues that are facing us with a united front and solve these problems as quickly as possible. So I don't want anybody to let down and relax. We've got to keep going right on through to January 5th.
Ambassador Young, we talk about Joe Biden, the man. You've known him for many, many years. For what we haven't seen in the commercials, from what we haven't seen in the speeches that he's given us, what can you tell us about the kind of man he is, you know, deep down?
Well, he's a good man. He's a smart man. He's a man who has been through the valley of the shadow of death with his wife and children. He was a victim himself of some kind of cerebral aneurysm and hemorrhage, and he has prevailed. And he will prevail over the evils of our time with our help and support. It's also praying time. I think that before we celebrate, let's thank God for bringing us this far, and he's still got a long way to lead us. This virus is still with us. We've had 28 hurricanes come through here this year. The economy is dragging, and there are lots of people that don't know where their next payment or rent is coming from. And we need to get the Congress united and together to be able to address these problems.
Everyone, we're talking to Ambassador Andrew Young. Joe Biden is America's next commander-in-chief. He will become the 46th president of the United States. Biden will be 78 on Inauguration Day in January, making him the oldest person to ever enter the presidency. But he won't be the only one making history. Projected Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will be the first woman and person of color to be elected to the position. And we're talking to Ambassador Andrew Young. Mr. Young, considering how many years you've been in the civil rights fight, what does this mean to you?
It means that the things that we started out, I remember writing a paper for Dr. King right after Birmingham in 1963. And what I said was that we had to take control of the South. And that's the reason I didn't want us to go into Chicago, Watts. I wanted us to stay down South because what happens in Atlanta goes all over the world. Now, I came back after his death, and we moved Atlanta forward significantly. We brought the world's biggest and best Olympics here, and the world's greatest airport. But right now, all of those are ailing because of this virus. So we've got to fix the economic health and the personal health of the world. And the sooner we can get started on that and get the politics out of the way and focus on the problems, I think that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will begin to give us the kind of vision and leadership that will take us where we need to go.
Sir, when we look at 70 million people voted for President Trump, and we look at Joe Biden having to come into the presidency knowing that 70 million people voted for Donald Trump, how big of a task do you anticipate that might be in terms of bringing us together?
I think that there was really a very untrue and crude attack on Joe Biden by the other party. And 99% of the things they said about him, I know just are not true. And what they will see from now on is the real Joe Biden. And I think that many of those 70 million people are going to realize that, you know, he's not as bad as they said he was. But remember, I was that way about all the people I voted against. I mean, when Nixon came in, I thought it was the end of the world, but I was elected with him in 72. And by end of 73, he was gone. And we began to change the Congress and the nation and end the war in Vietnam. The election is never the end of the process. It's only the beginning of the process of selecting leaders that are going to lead us forward. And I think they can't lead Democrats forward. And President-elect Biden has always said that I will represent those that voted against me, just like I will represent those who voted for me. So he is a man who is committed not to divide the United States, but to unite us. And he's been doing that all of his life. He's very good at that.
We're talking to Andrew Young, civil rights icon, civil rights legend. We lost three of your friends in the movement, Reverend C.T. Vivian, John Lewis. We lost Joseph Lowery. Yes. When you see that they have moved on and what's going on now, in the spirit of what you all did back then and moving into now.
Well, I think that all of them gave their all to the very end. And John Lewis standing there with his arms in a Wakanda salute at the Black Lives Matter memorial on 16th Street in Washington. And I think the same day he got on a plane and came to Atlanta, and I went by to see him, and he came in and he got in bed. And I think I realized then that he had given his all. And I think the nation really was blessed by his presence. But then you have to remember that C.T. Vivian was one of his teachers. C.T. Vivian led sit-ins as far back as 1947. And whereas Dr. King and others started in the 50s. It's been a long struggle. But it never ends. The struggle continues. And we've struggled so long that we must be free. And we are so much freer than we ever have been before in my life of 88 years. But I'm looking forward to more freedom and more ways to share the blessings that we enjoy here in Atlanta with people all over the United States and all over the planet.
We're talking to Andrew Young, everybody. Georgia, the Trump campaign has wanted the votes to be recounted. Georgia went blue for Biden. I mean, just how significant is that in itself?
That's extremely significant, but it's the first time that Democrats have really worked it. We worked with President Clinton, and he came down here and only made one visit. And Hank Aaron was one of the hosts of a rally in his honor just the weekend before the election. And we had about 25,000 people in that stadium out there in DeKalb County. And Clinton won Georgia by 11,000 votes. And if he hadn't won Georgia, he would not have been the president. And so I think that the potential has always been there, but nobody really believed it. But from the time that I won in 72 and Maynard won as mayor in 73, and then Jimmy Carter won the presidency in 76, it's always been there. If people have the understanding and the confidence of Georgia, not only the city of Atlanta, but we saw Cobb County and Gwinnett County and Clayton County, down in Savannah and Chatham County, people really just turned out to vote like they're supposed to vote. And as long as we do that, we'll be all right. And Georgia will continue leading the nation.
Sir, what do you say to people? You say you tell us, you know, we need to keep doing it. But when you talk about the importance of actually exercising that right and being a part of the electoral process, considering the history of how you and so many others have died, fought, and bled for us, what do you say to them? What does it mean to you?
Well, what it means to me is that I have had a wonderful life. And it's largely been because I have seen my life progress as I voted and as I expanded the vote to include others. And I think we see it in dollars and cents. Atlanta didn't look like this when I moved here. And anything we see now, pretty much we have built, or we have been responsible for creating the political climate that got it built. And our present mayor certainly deserves She was one of the first persons to get on board with Joe Biden. She stuck with him through every inch of this campaign. She's been by his side. She's been representing us. I just hope she doesn't decide to leave and go to Washington, because we need her here.
We have such talent here, don't you think, here in Georgia?
Well, we should, people. You know. We have one of the best university systems anywhere in the world. Spelman, Morehouse, Clark, and then we graduate more black students at Georgia State every year than any other school in the world. There were over 1,100 and something black students graduating from college from Georgia State. And then Atlanta Metropolitan College, is turning out very good students. The Atlanta Technical College, 98% of the graduates come out with a job. We're supposed to be a great city. The only reason it's not great is if we lose faith in the city, in the state, in the nation, and in ourselves. And as long as we maintain faith in ourselves and the fact that we too are God's children, and the kingdom of God rests within us, in each of us. And when you vote what you feel to be the will of God for your future. And if you don't want to make that decision and you don't think it's important, you're almost condemning yourself to hell. Not hell in the afterlife, but hell here on earth. There's no way we can make things better if we don't continue to struggle, to work, to bring our faith and our hopes for ourselves and our children and our children's children. Politics gives us a chance to make those dreams come true. And Martin Luther King talked about a dream, but he didn't just talk about that dream in 1963. He gave his life. In the next 5 years, he didn't do a single thing but move around this country urging people to register to vote and to work politically and economically to redeem the soul of America.
So moving forward, sir, what do you want us to do?
Well, I want us to thank God right now. And then I want us to take a breath and celebrate a little bit for Thanksgiving, but we've got to start immediately reminding people that it's not over. We still have to turn out the largest vote in the history of Georgia for Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff. They will be senators. They will make the difference. We have 48 Democrats and 48 Republicans in the Senate. And if we can elect the two of them, that means control of the Senate for at least the next 4 or 5 years, 6 years maybe.
My final question to you, Ambassador mm-hmm. Young, and we thank you so much for your time. When you see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris taking the oath of office, being inaugurated, we saw President Obama being inaugurated and the pride that was there. Reverend Lowry was on the dais. Your feelings, what do you think you can be thinking at that time when you see history being made?
Well, I think I have seen this history, and I went to Howard University in 1948, and I was in President Truman's inaugural parade, and I froze to death. So I don't get excited about the swearing in. I'll probably be somewhere watching it on television and thanking God for how far he has brought us. He's brought us a mighty long way.
We have been talking to Ambassador Andrew Young. Sir, we thank you for your time. We thank you for the life that you have given to so many of us, to the works, to the struggles, to the planning, to the execution of all that is us, to all that is God, to all that is you, sir.
Oh, okay, well, thank you, and it's very good talking to you. I'm talking to the people that made me whatever I am today. I've been thinking about particularly the, you know, the role of black women. And I was thinking about Miss Ella Mae Brayboy, and I was thinking about all of the women that used to be running the housing projects and the senior citizen organizations, and that went door to door and got their neighbors to believe that we could change America if we could change Atlanta. And we've come a long way since then, and I never forget those that brought us over. And I'm thankful to God that they came my way and made me a little better than I would have ever been before without them.
As you have done for a world. Sir, thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, thank you for listening. I'm Maria Boynton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.